Hello. I've been sick for so long. I don't know. What am I wanting to do again? I'm like spacing out. Yeah, hello. Hello, DF. Hello, Lily. Hello, Josh, Barry, Jack. Hi. My body feels so warm. I've just been sleeping. No, not 2 days, I guess. The past day, all I did was just sleep because I'm too tired to do anything. I don't think I've been sick this long before. I thought I would feel better once, after yesterday, but. I don't know, I still feel so sick. Lightheaded, a little blood jazz. Just woke up nice to hear. Good morning. I've been sleeping so much and I still feel sleepy. Haha. I don't know how that happened. It's honestly been pretty stressful. Break, not really break. So many things happened in like just few days, and I'm just. I think I pretty much got sick on. Was it Tuesday? Like, Tuesday evening, I already felt like sort of sick. But the thing is, I guess I just want to finish all of the important work. So I ended up keep pushing myself through next few days trying to get work done. I only got stuff sorted yesterday evening. Maybe it's because I've been just sort of pushing myself too much that I also cannot recover tayo. Oh, I'm just like tired. I was just in bed all the time. Well, at least tomorrow's stream is kind of chill. It's just pixel art, right? Hopefully it won't be too bad. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, I'll try to get well soon. Hello, Noah. Hello, Demon. Hector. Hello, Steve of the Octon. Guido, Vegeta. Hi. And hello, Mochi. Don't chill stream tomorrow if you don't feel well. Yeah. Are you feeling better? Sadly, not really. I'm still pretty sick. I really hate getting sick when I'm technically on a break. It's just like, what's the point? I don't even get to do anything except for just lying in bed, feeling so tired and and unwell all of the time. I feel like I'm constantly running a fever. Temperature got you. Yeah, that and also I think it's because I was trying to push myself too much even when I wasn't feeling well. Yeah, so maybe that's why. Almost. I just want to be done with stuff, and I did get stuff done. I hope things go well. You can catch up on sleep. I've been sleeping so much, and it's because I'm just tired and sick. So I've been sleeping so much. Although I'm not sure it helps. I don't know. I don't feel better. I feel the same. I'm just on my bed all the time. Also, I realized like how unlucky I am. It's just going outside and shit happens, you know? And I'm just like, I hate this. And a good sleep is supposed to help. Yeah, I'm sleeping a lot and I'm drinking lots of tea. Like right now. I low key, I think it was on Wednesday when I go outside to get stuff like photocopy. I was already sort of sick. I went outside, eh? And like I was wearing a backpack, and maybe it's because I look weak, and I guess I am weak. I'm also sick. I low key almost got robbed. I low key almost got robbed. But the thing is, my backpack is like very secured, you know? So all they did was push me into a puddle of water, and that's why. I did get robbed, okay? It's like almost, but you know, it's like this guy who ran past me, you know, and he tries to like snatch my backpack. I mean, I am a small, weak girl that's also sick. So, like, it was also after the rain. So, yeah, I just got pushed into a puddle instead. Didn't get my stuff. That's pretty pog in a way. Grab the torches, time to crusade. I feel like I'm just unlucky. What is this guy? I have no idea. I was feeling so shitty. I'm like, I hate going outside. And I'm glad I was wearing like I don't know, just very simple clothes. Yeah, because I was too sick to dress up nicely, so I'm just like wearing stuff that I wouldn't miss, even if it's like stained, so it was okay. That was okay at least. Have no words to describe how much I hate it. I hate it too. I don't get out though. Like, I got out at like 4 a.m. yesterday. Can't believe it started to rain at that time. Yeah, oh my god. That's like the worst. That's like the worst. I think Wednesday in general was just bad. It was just a bad day. And like, I had like this haircut appointment on Wednesday. And you know, like after I almost got robbed, I'm like, huh. I mean, I can just try to lighten up and like get me a haircut and feel like refreshed and all that. No, it's not going to take like a long time as well, so I could probably handle it. That was also a mistake. I don't know why I think I don't know why it was a good idea. I came there and I felt like vomiting because it was, I'm not sure why. Maybe it was because of the bus, but I really felt like I want to vomit. So I just sat there and I look very emo, and I don't know, they also don't really know how to approach me. I'm just like feeling sick. I don't know why I decided to do that. And they also sort of fucked up my hair. My bangs are like way too short now. It looks stupid. It looks stupid. I honestly didn't really cry or anything when I got robbed. But like after, no, not got robbed, but like almost got robbed. But like after I saw like myself in the mirror with like the silly fucking haircut, I just started crying. I feel so pathetic, and then I just went home. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit. Bye. I'm just gonna go home and sleep, and that's what I did. I'm just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Hey, going outside suck. I don't know why. I think it would make me feel better. Then I just I look so stupid. I look so stupid. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel kind of pathetic. Maybe they think like, damn, this girl is crying because of a stupid haircut. But that was not it. It was because of the stuff that happened before that. And then I thought this thing could cheer me up, and it didn't really. So, yeah. Anyway, Wednesday was bad. That was a bad day. Pretty bad, but you know, it's fine. I got stuff done, so it was nice, I guess. I had a what is the word? Productive. Yeah, I had a productive break. I got all the important things done. Yeah. I'm proud of myself. I just hope that everything goes well, like the document stuff. Now I just have to wait. I hope my effort pays, because if it doesn't, then I guess I'm just going to cry this year. And I mean, during the break, there was also a graduation in Prism as well, right? It's just like, so many shit happened, man. I don't know what to feel. Like, I guess I'm more mad at the way things are handled. Like, I didn't even get to know earlier than you guys. Okay, maybe like 50 minutes before or something. But like, it's just like, I went home. But what day was that? I don't remember. I remember I went home and looked at my phone and I saw a notification, and then I fell asleep, and then when I woke up, and then I saw the announcement, was it? Yeah, that's the timeline. All those graduations stressing me out. I mean, like, yeah, I just don't like how I feel like they tried to hide it or something. That's a feeling I get. I'm like, I legit, when I saw the message on Slack, I legit, like, messaged one of the girls. I'm like, did I fall asleep on the fucking meeting or something? Or did they never talk about this? I wasn't even sure. I'm like, am I crazy? Like, did I fall asleep in the meeting? Or they just never mentioned this shit? And it's just like, hi. This is going to happen in another hour. Yeah, it was like, Maybe I fall asleep in meeting, but apparently not really. I like how they also like tell us at the time of brainwatch, most of the Prism agents are like sleeping. Yeah, I know Shiki-senpai talked about it. I'm just like, bro, what's the point of attending meeting if you're not gonna tell us anything? I don't know. Everything has just been so secretive. I feel I know as much as you guys. I don't know anything. I know as much as you all. I don't know anything. Yeah. Heh. Silver Sun Goddess? No. That's like there it feels like there's discrimination and stuff, and I'm just like, yeah, this is kind of messed up, bro. Don't really feel nice about this. I just feel so bad for. I just feel so bad for, like, just, like both Jun and Yuki. I think they're really nice and good and all that, but at the same time, I also feel like Prism isn't ready to have a male gen in general. I don't know. That's just what I sort of feel, because like if they're gonna have one, they gotta it I don't know, like do things right. So yeah. So yeah. Anyway, lots of stuff happened while I was technically on break, and I'm just like, great. Love it here. It's pretty awkward. I mean, yeah, we're like predominantly very much a female-centered group to begin with, so I just feel like it's hard for them. It's not like we're Nishi Sanji. It's different. Pretty awkward. I think they just deserve like better. Oh my god. Next thing I know, they're gonna announce audition like a month or something. I don't know. This is me bullshitting, don't believe me. I mean, I don't know anything, so it could happen. I don't know. I don't know. Don't believe me. I'm sorry. That was a joke. I have no idea, but it could happen. I don't know. Oh my god. Why do I keep feeling like vomited? I don't want to vomit on my dinner. Drink water this soon. I just took meds. Also, I was like trying to catch up with all like the VTuber stuff when I'm on break as well. I mean, I was on bed. I have nothing to do, so I was on my phone most of the time. And I mean, I've always like I guess recently I've mostly been active on Naki Naki Twitter more, and I don't really touch my sort of personal account, so I wasn't like really caught up with stuff. And then I also realized one of the VTuber I used to watch before they graduated, and then I remember like when I saw them, like, oh my god, I feel so bad. How did I miss this? And I just feel so guilty. And I'm just like, I'm so caught up with everything. I missed their graduation stream and everything. And there was, I think it was like a night when I couldn't sleep as well. And then I just lie on bed and look at the ceiling and start crying. Graduation. I can't deal with this, bro. It's what the fuck this is. I cannot deal with this. I haven't. I was buffering. Oh, like when I catch up on like VTuber feed on my personal account, I finally realized like this one VTuber I used to follow. They graduated, and I didn't even notice. It was so horrible, and I hate it so much. I just feel so bad. I couldn't even attend the final stream. Oh my god. I still think it's gotten harder post-pandemic. It's true. And I mean, the market is also even more saturated, you know? Oh. But yeah, please. VTuber feed? No, not VTuber feed. But she's so cute. Okay, sorry. The thing. It's like a lot of EN VTuber, they stream on Twitch, right? I haven't been on Twitch at all, so I'm also not really picking stuff up that I'm not really up to date with live streaming stuff anymore. And X is X, you know, it doesn't show me what I want. All it show me like these fucking drama shit I don't even give a fuck about. I hate X. The worst would get the feel. I just feel so guilty. I just feel so guilty. I just checked their account and now it's locked and I'm like, wait, what? And then they're like, oh, it's I'm gone. And I'm like, yeah. I need to be more attentive to people that I supported. Fell off Twitch. I also fell off Twitch. That's the thing. That's the thing. Okay, I'll try not to get too worked up or I'm gonna vomit. Okay, calm. Calm. fucking experience dropping in on your final stream? No, it wasn't even like that. I only realized after they already graduated. That's the thing. I think their last stream was like on the 24th or something. Around the start of my break. Homo. There's like lots of things were going on. So I I don't really plan for the space to be that long. I think I'll go for maybe an hour or something, cause is that I also need to rest up for tomorrow's stream as well. So want your coffee? Yeah, I'll try to get some sleep in. Surprise, Naki. Hello, Darko. I'm still sick. I'm like cold but warm at the same time. This makes no sense. I hate this feeling so much. I'm like covering myself with blankies, but then they get too warm. But if I remove them, then it's like too cold. Anyway, I hope you're doing well. I miss you a lot. I did have dreams about you. Like we were making a pixel art game together, which was pretty cute, honestly. It was a clicker platforming games kinda, where you just press on Naki and she jumped through obstacles. Homo. I remember it was like, I think someone hired a main illustrator and they just sorta draw the outline for all the acid, and the rest of the Kami P was just coloring them. It was pretty cute. Like, really, really cute. And the part where Kami P tries to sell, like, scandalous Naki art book with the game is really real. Actually, I don't even think you were trying to sell it. It's more like, can we just include this in the game, sort of like that? And I was just like, you want others to see, like, this? Not going into detail what is this, but like this? What? You acid bright tomorrow? Yeah. Yes, I will. I bought it a long time ago, but I never get to use it. Yeah, same. I also purchased it a long time ago. Never used it before though. Well, the dream was cute, at least. Minus the very sussy part. Scandalous Naki art book with the game. Yeah, very, very scandalous. MS Paint is gonna support multiple layers. Yeah, I heard that! Acid Bright is really good. Yeah, I heard it's good. I don't know what it's like, and I have Little pixel art before. I remember the only time when I did pixel art was for the Ultameroid cover, and I was drawing some asset, like very simple assets such as the folder and the heart. That's it. That's all I drew. I just drew a folder and a heart. The sussy part, we should make it real. Wait, are you guys the type that would take sussy picture of your wife and allow her to post those stuff on OnlyFans for other people to see? Are you those type of husband? Like, oh yes, by legal. Can you pose at this angle and then and then let me distribute it on OnlyFans or something? No, but like that's exactly what it's like with the sussy or scandalous art book along with the game. Like you would show other people this stuff? Like, huh? You would like to show people your wife in scandalous situation? Absolutely not. Okay, good. Keep those to myself. Good answer. We have a fair split. It's good when you mind. I mean, oh, ow, 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 ow. Oh my God. Okay, wait. I almost kicked something. I don't know. I feel kind of icky about it. Like, if I reverse the situation, you know, and put myself in, yeah, if I reverse the situation, I would be very unhappy. What if she made 200K USD a year doing that? Acceptable if he's not fully nude, you know, like just a bit sexy. Yeah, then that's like that's fine. Huh. The husband's doing, yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, if I reverse the situation, I don't think I will like it. I don't want to take those. Yeah, no. If partner's original income would be that, I would support him. If it's not their original job, I'd prefer not for him to go down that route. I mean, there's nothing wrong with like with that. It's just that I just feel a bit icky, especially if they ask me like, oh yeah, can you take the pictures for me so I can sell it off to other men online? And I don't like this, you know? Yeah. But yeah. Like those cosplay photo books? Yeah, like just sexy, you know? It's like wearing bikinis and stuff like that. Homo, homo. So. Huh. It would be better than a random cameraman, at least. I mean, they are. There are also like female photographer for those sort of stuff. You have like a nice female friend that is straight. Couple only fans thing. Wait, like couple only fans? Can you both do it? Can you both do it? Okay, like if it's only fans selling feet pics or something, like oh yeah, let's fucking go, man. I would be the photographer. I would take picture of their feet, their ankles. I don't know, like ankles only fans or yeah, I those are the only fans. And yeah, sure, I'll fucking do it. I'll do it. Yeah. Just depends on the scope. Like, if it's incredibly such, then that would be fine. Yeah. That would be fine. Thinking about other sauce, wait, why? What do you mean other sauce? What do you mean other sauce thing? You don't want to take picture of like our toes interlocking each other and sell it on OnlyFans? Selling getting covered to feed our book. Get the tights as well. Gotta have the tights as well. So. I mean, some guys have like really nice thigh and feet, and it's like wow. Look at them thighs. I admire them thighs. My thighs are good as well, not to stroke my ego or anything, just saying. Just saying. I'm happy with them, you know? Feet or toes? I don't know. I have no comment about that. I don't they're normal, I guess. Yeah. I don't know what a sexy feet looks like. I'm not a feet person, so I don't know. Yeah. Once in the class, some guy was holding his girlfriend's foot. It was really funny. What the heck? It got a little debut of feet. Yes. Amazing. We love to see that. We need more prism feet. Yes. I'm not a feet person, but I understand those who like feet. But how is he holding his girlfriend's foot? Are they sitting down? Like, wait, how does that even work? What? Does she walk on her hands? Not into feet, but yeah, I'm not into feet, but I can understand people who likes feet. First prison VTuber to show feet? I don't know. Maybe, I think. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. I hate feeling sick so much. I'm legit just lying here and talk, and I still feel so tired. And my head hurts. The hecky. Insomniac show had a random feet close-up pig. The Insomniac anime is so good. I cried at the last episode. It was so cute that I just cry. I'm like, oh my God. They are so cute. It's like the sort of romance show that I really like. Like, they have no drama and shit, you know? I really hate romance show of like too much drama in it. It just feels very natural, like falling in love like naturally, and you know, like that's so good. I hate it when they just introduce a bunch of drama for no reason, and I'm just like, I hate it. Halfway through, but it's been great. It's so good. I just love the progression of their relationship a lot. It just feels very, very natural, you know? Yeah, just pure, cute, fluffy love. I love them so much. No depression or edgy this time. No! It's just really cute and wholesome. I love it so much. I know a lot of girls like Nana, and I really tried watching that show, but honestly, it's too drama-y for me. It's just like I can't anymore. Bye. It's too much. I really like their aesthetic and all of that. But I just cannot stand the drama anymore of Hachi, like, I don't know, liking a bunch of guys and get pregnant, and like, I don't fuck, I just can't buy. Ones on like random start act of misunderstanding, or the ones that are like, it would never work since episode one because 100 unfortunate things. That reminds me of. Of the Inoue Kamen Rider series, when it's just like a thousand of misunderstanding, kind of like layer up on each other, and the love triangles. There are always love triangles. Like Kiva. Honestly, I really enjoy Dawn Brothers so far, but again with the fucking love triangles. I hate that trope so much. I just want it to be cute and fluffy. Just remove. That's why Insomniac is the perfect show. It's the romance made for Naki viewing for real, for real. Why did the anime fell off the radar so hard? It's so unfair. It's so good. No one talks about it. What the fuck? What the heck? It's like one of the better romance drama, not drama, romance anime out there. I remember Tatami Galaxy was also pretty good as well. Like, it just focused on the progression of their relationship, you know? The way a club was formed is natural. Exactly! That's why romance is my least favorite genre, just because there's too much drama. But I like romance like this, though. Which I pretty much nobody saw it before, right? Right? It's so because the girl is not conventionally cute? Like, you mean. Wait, you mean the main character? Like Isaki? What do you mean? She's so cute. Are we talking about Isaki? Like, she is so cute. She's so cute. You mean not the moe type? She's this really realistic girl, I guess. Yeah. I do like how she's also illustrated as well. I mean, I'm not supposed to discuss the anime yet, but still, I just like it so much. I don't like it so much. But like, she actually looks like a healthy girl and not like she's severely underweight. She looks healthy. I love her. She's so cute. Doesn't appeal to the average weeb. Like, what appeals to the average weeb? Like Asuna from Sword Art Online. Yeah, actually, I think people like the Asuna type. Or the Ram type, ne? Think about romance anime instead, like Toradora. I guess Taiga is literally moe. Romance anime. More in the cosmic. My Dress Up Darling. Marine. Yeah, true. Can I go flying Rem and Ram? Yeah, they're cute, and they also have great personality. And I'm not talking about their booba. I'm talking about like real personality. I think there was also this romance. It's like a dancing anime, but the girl is not like moe. I think it was Welcome to the Ballroom, was it? I also really like that anime. I just don't like romance with too much drama. Yeah, that's why I tend to avoid the genre, especially of the school life one. Trying to think of one that's also super drama-y. No, I don't usually watch those. Drama. I can only think of Nana. That's too much drama for me. Too much drama. Isn't the really popular one that all of the girls like what was it? Maybe it's the drama, but it's not an anime. Like Hanayuri Dango. Wasn't that one really drama filled? But at the same time, it's really old, so I wouldn't fault them. I prefer a show like the Insomniac one, and then Nodame. Nodame was also really good. It has drama, but it's a perfect amount of drama. It's not like too much, you know? It's still cute and fluffy. Quite tired of dramatic love story that is full of annoying characters. Yeah, it's just not really enjoyable to watch it. It's like my soul is already so fucking dead. I want cute and fluffy stuff to revive my dead soul, you know? I'm like so dead inside. I don't need more drama in my life, but I need cute and fluffy stuff to heal my soul and bring it back to life. That's what I need. I don't need more stressful shit. Yeah, slice of life, good. Very nice. Also, when I watch like those sort of cute romance anime, I can be like, huh, me and Ho, you know? Give me materials to dream about. And I don't know. I don't have dreams or ambition, so I guess cute romance anime gives me something to dream about. Like, huh, that could have been me and someone, I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, that is so cute. I'm not in high school anymore, but it's not too late, right? It is not too late. Except I don't go outside. Wait, yeah, I don't go outside. You usually say in high school. Yeah, usually in high school or in college. And I'm like, I don't even go outside. I cannot meet people. First romance anime I've watched. Yeah, I mean, I usually don't watch romance anime as well, but this one is really good. Seriously. Might be pretty high in my romance anime list. Yeah, it was so good. And yeah. I'm cold and warm. That's why I like Maid Dragon so much. She barely goes outside. This could be me. You gotta get drunk first and wander into a mountain or something. Yeah, just get drunk and go to a deserted place, mountain, something. Maybe you'll get yourself a dragon maid. That's the last time I watched a romance anime. Honestly, I don't know as well. I've been only consuming isekai recently, and it's been horrible. I don't know why. I only watch isekai. Before watching the Insomniac anime, I was watching the farming isekai. I only took a break from isekai to watch the Insomnia anime with you guys. Like, really, I've only been watching isekai. It's bad. I But it's not horrible. Yeah, it's actually good. I like the farming isekai, but maybe my tastes have adjusted to isekai. I don't know. Recently I told my friend I've been watching the Insomnia anime despite not liking romance anime that much, and they're like, oh, then what's your favorite genre? And I just said isekai, and they're like, ew. And I'm like, yeah, I know I'm disgusting. My tastes have changed. I wasn't like this before. Isekai changed me, I guess. And sauna is a cleanser for all the isekai. Yeah. Thank God I stopped watching it just for a bit. Farm isekai? Yeah, it's called Isekai no Biri no Ka. It's pretty cute. I like it. I like it. Sorry for your taste. I know, right? I'm so cringe. I'm an isekai trash and I became the thing that I despised the most. Isekai trash. Isekai is basically the only way to see fantasy nowadays. No, that's not true. Wait, let me go to my anime list. My anime list. Let's look at the fantasy tag. Advanced, sure. Search. I'm sorry if I sound weak because I am weak. Like this. Fantasy. Search. fantasy. Oh, Jujutsu Kaisen is fantasy. Made in Abyss is fantasy. Oh, Summer Ranking is fantasy. I didn't know. Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right. Actually, these aren't that new. Wait. These are not that new. Like, what's the latest fantasy anime? Wait, why are these so fucking old? No, I don't want Eminence in Shadow. I'm sorry. Anything else? These are all old. It's only Isekai or Neo. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. It's only Isekai that's fantasy nowadays. Let's see. Yes. Tensei Tezuka. Of course it's Isekai. what else? What else do we have here? Tensei Shitara Dai Dai Nana Oji Datta no de Kim. What's so fucking long? Kimamani Majutsu. Oh, fuck, I don't even want to finish reading it. What's this line? Oh, another Isekai. What the fuck? Is there really no hope? Yeah, I think so. I'm legit trying to say newer anime that is not Isekai. Oh yeah, like Frieren, right? That's that one. Frieren is not Isekai. I'm looking for the list right now. And it's. Oh, wait, what's this? Oh, it's a movie. Sandland? That looks interesting, actually. Well, it's very good, the manga. Oh, I see. Maybe I'll check it out after it finishes airing. It's not Isekai, but it's also like the same Demon King and hero trope. Like I'm scrolling through the list right now, and like Helck, Helck, that one is also like Demon King hero sort of fantasy. My unique skills makes me OP even at level one. Oh my god, such an innovative isekai! I can't wait to watch it. Damn, that no one has ever done that before. Damn. You mean an isekai protagonist at level one? That's crazy, bro. I mean, there's still isekai hentai. Wait. No, I mean isekai fa no, I mean fantasy hentai. So. Tsukebe Elf Tanboki. No, I'm just looking for newer anime. Like where you're looking, like Fantasy Pack on my anime list, and it's not even that new. It's like in July or something that it finished airing. 16 minutes per episode, two episode. Tsukebe Elf Tanboki. I mean, the girl looks cute. The great cleric. Oh no, it's isekai. The most heretical last boss queen. That sounds like an isekai. Undead girl murder. Oh wait, that doesn't look like isekai. That looks oh, the vending machine wait, I need to watch the vending machine one. Oh, this is totally not my goals, trying to scroll through the fantasy tab. It's to find fantasy anime that's not isekai. Then it's just me being reminded how much of neo isekai I need to watch. Matters, I don't know. I want to watch it. I'm curious. I'm just really curious to isekai. I never laughed. Huh. I still need to watch the vending machine one. I think. Wait, there was one I also want to watch. Why? Which one was it? Okay, the rest of the anime are just like old. Resist? You mean resist watching the vending machine one? But why? What if I want to see the vending machine one? Where'd your search for fantasy lead you? Back to isekai tag. It just proved that fantasy anime are just isekai at this point. Yeah. Kimetsu no Yaiba. Yeah, it's only isekai. My one hit killer sister. Sounds so good. Spies and Wolf? Like a newer one? Huh, I don't see it here. Oh, not the smartphone one. Okay, it's time to turn off my browser. Goodbye. Fuck this shit. No. Don't show me the smartphone one. I can't. not the smartphone one. That one ruined. It ruined everything. I hate that one so much. Ugh. Ugh. Ew. Yeah, I'll watch the vending machine one. But actually, I think I'm gonna grab up the space now because I'm starting to feel not that good anymore. So I'm going to grab up the space. I think it's like around an hour. Hey, it's so much. I love it. How can you love it? You want to watch Word of Evolution? No, I'm not interested. After all you've told me about that anime, I'm not interested. Yeah, no, thank you. I'm not into Gorilla or Donkey. Sadly? Question mark? Yeah, that's not really my type. You can rest when I feel better, so yeah, I'll try a rest, and then I'll see you in the morning. I'll also try to take it easy. I mean, it's also Ikusenpai's birthday, so yeah. Yeah, please go watch Ikusenpai concert. I may or may not be there. Hehe. Yeah. Rest well, Kami. I'll see you in the morning. I feel like if I talk too much, I start to want to vomit, and I don't even know why. So I'm gonna stop talking. Sorry for the short space. I really wanted to do a space earlier, but I just feel so bad. I couldn't really do it. Like, I wanted to do one maybe like yesterday, but I was too tired, so I couldn't. So, yeah. Okay. Good night, rest well. I don't think I can sleep yet, but I'll just be chilling on my bed and watching TikTok or something. Okay, bye-bye. I miss you a lot. Hope to see you soon. Love you a lot. Bye-bye. I'm sorry. Sorry, I sound like I'm dying.